Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program 306. If you'd like to have a copy of it, a CD or a tape copy, audio tape, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you receive a copy of it at the end of the program. Today we have testimonials, we have music, we have prayer, we have a real strong message. Well, the Lord laid it upon my heart to get Hitler's speeches. I was wondering if they were, when the Lord told me to do that, if they even had them in English. And they do. And so I told one of the secretaries to look it up and see if we could get them. And sure enough, there were quite a few of them. And what an eye-opener it was. And many people are telling me what an eye-opener it is, because it's the same thing that he's talking about, that he felt was Germany's biggest danger was the United Nations. And he left the United Nations because he could see how Germany had deteriorated by being part of the United Nations. And we're going to get into that pretty quick. But right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, I thank you, Lord, for telling me about these Hitler speeches, because it just so perfectly describes the things that the UN is doing and has done to the United States of America, and how they're using us like slaves. Slaves, it's like a slave labor camp. A huge slave labor camp that they have brain damaged people. Well, you talk about a brainwash job. It's these, this Vatican, you stated that it was the most, Satan is the most deceptive creature in the universe, and it is Satan who sits in Rome in the person of Pope and cardinals and other of the hierarchy of a Catholic structure. And Lord, I thank you because this so perfectly tells what they're doing through the church there, their cult, Satan's cult, and the world government that does enforces all these rules and how they sucker people in to that organization, and how they've been using the United States Armed Forces as the bully boys that go overseas and do everything they can to enforce democracy, which is a actual Vatican thing. Democracy, which really is dictatorship. And Hitler knew that. And where Hitler got, Hitler knew that Germany had deteriorated to the point to where it was over with. And so when he took over Germany, he immediately knew that that's what it was, and withdrew Germany from the United Nations. And because the United Nations wanted to use Germany as the bully boys, and Hitler stated in his speeches that all he wanted to do was live in peace, and that we will just protect Germany. Well, we'd save a lot of dollars, Father, if that's all we were doing is protecting the United States. But here we are in places we have no business doing the things that Rome wants us to do. And there's a great part of the population, most of the population, does not want anything to do with it. And so the things that the American public should do is immediately withdraw from the United Nations, and let's drink water out of our own well here. Let's manufacture our own cars. Let's get rid of these labor unions and the Department of Labor, which is nothing but Catholic organizations, so that we can build cars, automobiles, we can build all the things that we need and grow all the things that we need here and have a wonderful, powerful country again. Now we're about number 60 in the world because the United Nations has crept in and literally gutted us. Father, we learned this from Hitler's speeches, And he says it so eloquently. After he withdrew from the United Nations, Germany got strong. And then Churchill and the United States, and Russia, and all those that belong to the United Nations, after the United States joined the UN, then the UN had a lot of positive power, because it is our military might that made the UN powerful. I notice, Father, that it's our billions that are aiding the UN, and it's our military troops that are enforcing the laws of the Vatican on all these different countries that they're bombing. Now, Lord, you know that I'm a very patriotic person to the United States, but not to Rome, who has ruined our country and is doing everything in its power to take God and Christianity and Christians out of this country. And so the only people ask me all the time, what can we do? What can we do? Well, everybody says we should pray. But there are things that we have to do besides praying, Father. And I'm only saying this, I know you know these things, but I'm only saying these things because you're saying them through me. And you want the American people to understand these things. The only thing that we can do is pray and get ourselves saved so that you'll bless us and live a holy life, not an adulterous or fornicating or flirting type life, but a life that is a godly life, a virtuous life, so that you can bless us, and that we should do pull ourselves totally away from the United Nations and the Vatican, and they should be taxed just like they're taxing Christians in this country, true Christians. And Father, get into this more. Open up every heart, every soul, every spirit, every mind to receive the things that you, the Almighty God, are going to be piping through me in this service. And I ask it in the mind that souls will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so it's actually satanic to have desires or ambitions to do things that are not yours. Like you see so many females today, they have desires to commit fornication or adultery with other men. And they're extremely flirtatious. I know that when I was in Europe, the people in France say that, and in Egypt say that American women are all whores, because in France, when a woman smiles at you, that means that she really likes you and that she'd like to go to bed with you. And I didn't know that before. And so I started looking out for the ones that were smiling at me. And there was a few that did. So when I came back to the United States, I noticed that they all smiling at you and saying, have a good day. And that's why the Egyptians, especially, if you go over there with your wife, they come up and pinch her and everything. It's like, because they figure that United States woman, they're all whores. And so people, women should be more precautious, people more mindful of what they're doing and how they're conducting themselves in the public, because there are a lot of foreigners in this country. And they don't believe that the people in this country, the women in this country, are anything but a bunch of prostitutes. And a lot of women think that it's fine to just have sex with whoever they want and as many times as they want and as many men as they want. And they can do that, all right, because the Lord doesn't make them, doesn't control what they do. They're supposed to be willing, all people are supposed to be willing to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. We're commanded to take up the cross and follow you, Jesus. And they don't. There's a bunch of loose people, and I don't blame some of these Europeans and these people in the Middle East when they believe that the women in the United States are prostitutes. And so, but we have some songs here, and the people in this United States and the world can run on. They'll run on for a long time, but it won't be long, because nobody has any promise that they're going to live long. You never can tell. There's people that have gone to bed last night and never woke up. There's people that get in automobile accidents. We see that this singer rammed into a car on the freeway, and this woman was sitting many cars away, and all the cars started bumping into each other, and it hit her car about six or seven cars down the line. I think her name was Brandy, the one that did that. And the woman in the fifth, sixth, or seventh car died. She had no idea. She was just sitting there possibly listening to the radio or planning what she was going to do tonight, or maybe driving over someplace. Who knows? We don't know what she was doing or thinking. And she's morto. She's morto now. So you can run on for a long time, but God Almighty is going to cut you down. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the song that I'm singing here with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. Go ahead.
My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of an angel's feet. Put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that lonesome liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Hide your hand, flopping in the dark against your fellow man. But sure must God be the day and night. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide. Talk about the mold in your brother's eye. But sure must God be the rich and the poor. You're going to reap just what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's going to cut you down. Go tell me. Church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you'll think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's old brother, you'll knock no more. You may run on
for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Out in the world about a little past 42 years ago, about 42 and a half years ago, I noticed that I used to call all the women out there that I saw. They were pretty worldly. They wanted to do anything that they wanted to do. They got into this women lib that we did. Yeah, we can just have sex with as many men as we want and so on and so forth. And so I called them pigs, just like the Bible does. House, and I said, everybody needs a house pig. Now, I know that the women in the world don't like me saying that, but I'm just telling you my testimony, okay? And So you have to have somebody to wash your clothes and iron them, and somebody to, if you trust them enough these days, to cook food for you. But actually, I prefer to eat in a restaurant with some of those women out there, because I've been thrown in jail for distributing literature, gospel literature, by the government, Satan's government, and by Satan. And I found there's one woman right after the other that were, they committed adultery on their husband. Their husband found out and slapped him around. And then they went to sleep, and the woman shot him to death, and everybody was sympathizing for the woman because the guy beat her. Let me tell you, women out there, and you men, that in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that if a woman committed adultery on a man, not only was he to slap him around, but he had to stone her to death. Because a woman is supposed to be virtuous, and a woman is not to do that. Because how would a man know whose baby is in her stomach if she gets pregnant? I mean, this is satanic. The Bible says that the Lord God is the farmer, the husbandman. He's the husband. And Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And that if you're really born again of the Spirit, that the Spirit of God, the husband, flows through the vine, his son, and all those that agree with him, that you're not supposed to lust after other men if you're married, are the branches. If anyone that doesn't do what the Lord says, anyone that does lust after other men, and this goes with men too, if they lust after other women without being married, because there's nowhere in the Bible that condemns polygamy. Now, the Satan's government does, but the Bible doesn't. And so there's supposed to be a separation between church and state. And these people in the church over there in Salt Lake, the Mormons, and in Missouri over there, the Latter-day Saints, they believe in polygamy. The Muslims believe in polygamy. The Jews who wrote the Bible believe in polygamy. Because there's no place in the Bible that says no polygamist shall enter the kingdom of heaven. David was a polygamist. Solomon was a polygamist. Gideon was a polygamist. Moses was a polygamist. All the greats, almost all the great people in the Bible were polygamists. And so there's no condemnation. As a matter of fact, God said that he gave David all of his wives, the daughters and the wives of Saul. And that the daughters and the wives, or the daughters of, after Saul was dead, of course. Now, if a husband dies, well, then the woman can be married to somebody else. But there's so little teaching on this. And in the New Testament, Jesus, they brought a woman that was caught in the very act of adultery. And they said, Old Testament says, prophets say that you're supposed to stone a woman to death if she's caught in adultery. And the Lord said, that's sure enough true. Absolutely. And he says, here's a stone. Stone her to death, but you have to be without sin yourself. So they were sinners. There wasn't a one of them around that could stone her, because they were full of sin themselves. But these were unsaved people. But there's a lot of people that claim to be saved, even in the churches. And I hear it's rampant in churches today, that they no longer believe in the Bible, that they don't believe that it's a great sin to commit adultery on your husband. But, you know, the Lord said it was okay to, even Joseph, when he thought that Mary had committed adultery on him, he was going to put her away. In the Hebrew, that means he's going to kill her. Privately, though, because he didn't want to make her an open spectacle. He wanted to do it privately. And so, you know, you people, that law is not over with. As a matter of fact, the law now is, if you even look at a man and lust after him, and you're a married woman, you've committed adultery in your heart. And a man, if he looks at a married woman with lust in his heart, he has committed adultery. And that's why women if you're smiling at men and enticing them and you're married, and you're causing them to commit adultery, you're not leading people to the Lord, you're leading them into hell, because you're causing them to lust after you. And that is, you're leading them into hell, because they can't, even if you look at a woman in lust, that's called adultery, and these are grounds for divorce. You can leave your wife. Now, the Catholic cult, the Satan's cult, would tie you down to somebody like that. But when you know the Lord, the Word of God, the Word of God will set you free from all the false dogma in that cult in Rome. When the Lord sets you free, you're free indeed. And the women in this country, so many people are afraid to offend them. As a matter of fact, the government, Satan's government, justifies these women for killing their husbands, for beating the snot out of them, for committing adultery. And according to Jesus, you know, they should be stoned to death. Of course, we don't do that anymore. The Lord said, vengeance is mine. What I would do is I'd just put them out of my house, because they're not worth having. They would not be worth having. And just because I'm preaching the Bible about polygamy doesn't mean that I'm a polygamist. I defy anyone to find marriage papers that I'm married to many women. But I have to preach the Bible, because the Lord makes me do that. I see people being sent to prison for many years for having several wives, or even two wives. And you know, these Catholics, they have mistresses. They don't support them. They can have children with them. They don't even support the children. I don't know for sure, but I've heard that, you know, a former president had a child with a black woman, and the child is black, and he won't even acknowledge that the child is his, and gives the child no support whatsoever. And that man is former President Clinton. They've run pictures on it now. How true it is, I have no idea, but I mean, it kind of looks like it. Now, I think that's wrong. And I think it's wrong that there's laws in the United States to protect women that are bums, that are commit adultery, sinners like that. They need to be preached to and prayed for, and they need to be saved. But many of them have been saved, and then they still do that. And so what it is the Bible says that they're like dogs that have gone back to their vomit. Because these are satanic desires that they have. These are satanic ambitions that they have for things that they can't, according to the Word of God, have, because God didn't give them to them. To you. And for this government to be the battle axe, the muscle for the Antichrist cult in Rome, and the Antichrist world government, and the Antichrist media, for us to go over there and bomb nations, because they don't want any part of us. They don't want any part of Rome. It isn't us that's doing that. It's like these world leaders elsewhere said, there's a government within our government here that is not the United States government. I'm a very patriotic person, but I am not a person that is a Vaticanite, somebody that wants to rule the world. And it's not the Jews that want to rule the world. They want peace, just like, now, you know, Hitler, his name by propaganda, and also his name is, like, for sure etched in infamy for killing, murdering all the Jews that he did by believing the things that the Vatican told him about the Jews. You keep harping on this. Yes, it needs to be harped on, because the media, Satan's mouth out there, keeps harping and harping that we've got to take over these countries, and they make devils out of everyone that is against them. Hitler was a fine guy. he's a good old boy when he was not, when he was with the United Nations, but when he withdrew, he became a devil. You figure that one out. And because I don't believe the way they do, they painted me to be a devil, an antichrist. But I preach the Bible. And no one is right but God. God who created us and created the heavens and the earth and all that is therein. God is right. Okay, we've got some testimonials here. Where's the first one from?
From Boston, Massachusetts.
Beantown again. Go ahead.
A man named Frank called saying he never reads the newspaper because he doesn't have time to. But on Sunday, he was passing a newsstand and felt compelled to buy the Boston Globe. He took it home and was amazed to see your testimony entitled Dry Bones published there. He said the cost must be incredible to print a full page in the newspaper.
Yes, it is. We spent, because we made a lot of money one month, and so we decided to spend like $1 million that month. And $1 million is something that's far and few between in this ministry, but we decided to put it into soul winning, because that's what the Lord has called us for. That's why he made us out of the dirt of the ground and breathed his breath into us, is to become witnesses for him, to win souls, to appropriate a bride for him. And we, those of us that are born again of the Spirit and continue on preaching this truth. The women hate it because they want to be wanton. I'm talking about the majority of people. There's like about 15, 20 men saved for every female that's saved in this world today. Because the women out there are like wanton. They think they're men. They don't know the Bible. They don't know that the Lord says that they can only have one husband, and that's it. Because the man plants the seed. That's the land. She is the land owned by the husband. Just like it's a mystery, the Apostle Paul said, that between a man and a wife, and between God, Jesus, and us. Because there can only be one Spirit of God in us, which is Christ, the Holy Spirit. And we are to produce the things that that seed of Christ in us produces, and that's winning souls. And women are not to have more than one husband, because Paul likens the female and the male in relationship to Christ and ourselves. You can't have Christ. You can't serve two masters. You can't have Christ in you and Satan in you. Anything other than your husband until he dies in you is the devil. And you do that even if you lust after them. You're sending your own soul to hell. And it does it. To me, I get the same credit for telling you this whether you receive it or not. Because there's so few people that will rise up against the females in this world that think that they're men, the lesbians in this world, and the homosexuals in this world. The homosexuals have the biggest lobbyist group. And they're even saying that, you got to let homosexuals in your church and do their thing in there, or they'll close your church down. They'll never close the church down. They never will. Not the Church of Christ, because the strong people of the Lord, such as myself, will just continue preaching whether they throw us in prison or not. Mm-hmm. When I was in prison, I preached the gospel as much or even more than I did when I was out on the streets. I was put in prison on a false IRS charge. They railroaded me in. Okay, so keep continuing on here.
He said he read Dry Bones once and it was not enough.
Which was my testimony tract. And in my testimony, I tell people I thought every female was a pig. Because, all you have to do is just smile at them and ask them to come with you, and they will. Now, some women will say they won't, and that's true. There are some. But, and most of them come on to the men. Because they're really, most of the females out there are bums. They don't no more care what the Lord says than as if he was some animal out in the field. And the reason I'm warning you females is because this is true love, because you're going to face God one of these days. And if you're that kind of a woman, you're going to be in hell, in the lake of fire forever. Whether you believe it or not, you'll think, I want these words to ring in your ears throughout eternity, that you were told. You were told. Okay, and then what?
He had to read it again, and he got more out of it the second time. He said he is saved and just moved back to Boston because his dad has Alzheimer's, and his mother has been in such a state of depression since his dad got so sick. He said he did not want his parents to be sent to a nursing home. He wanted them to die with dignity, so he quit his job and moved back to take care of them. He said this is the hardest thing he has ever done, and at times he feels he can't go anymore, but the Lord gets him through another day. He said Alzheimer's is worse than any sickness he has ever seen.
Yeah, you know, the Lord says that by my stripes you were healed. And if his mother and dad, his dad was born again of the Spirit, he then becomes a member of the commonwealth of the kingdom of God. And healing belongs to him. The Lord paid for it, and so you should never be denied. Don't be let Satan deny you by giving you no faith, taking your faith away, in that the Lord has paid for your healing and that it's there for you if you'll just receive it in the name of Jesus and thank the Lord for it. Praise the Lord. Then what?
He asks the church to pray for his parents for healing and that they receive the gospel preached to them and be saved. I told this man about the messages from our pastor about the kingdom life and all the benefits. He was encouraged greatly. I told him one of the many benefits is the Lord will warn his people of dangers of places to go and not to go, things to do and not to do, and things to eat and not to eat. I told him some time ago the Lord warned Pastor Lamo not to eat beef or dairy, and our pastor passed this warning on to the people in the church.
I walked into a big supermarket, and I was going to get a bunch of Kraft American cheese, Kraft cheddar cheese. I love it, you know, it's crackers. Eat an apple afterwards, and all kinds of dairy, like butter, I love it, and everything. The Lord said, no dairy. If you take dairy, you die. And then he said, no beef. And I love steak. I could eat steak morning, noon, and night. And beef, short ribs, things like that. But since then, I have not eaten any of that stuff. And because I believe the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, I don't know what they're putting in the beef. I've heard it's like hormones. Medicines, all kinds of medicines, and steroids, and you can really get a buzz. I used to get a big buzz. I'd feel it right in my forehead when I'd eat a steak. And I figured, man, if somebody took a blood test on me, they'd probably think I was, you know, loaded to the gills with all the hormones and the steroids that came into my system from eating a beefsteak. And I don't know what's in the butter and all the different, and the cheeses and all the different things in the supermarket, but all I know is God is right, and when he tells you don't do something, you shouldn't do it, you don't have a question, okay, God, you got to lay this out for me and tell me, no, you don't do that. And I want to add in here, too, that since I met Sue, she was the only virtuous woman I ever met in my life to that point, and then later I have met Christian women that are not at all bums or hogs, but I've met a lot of them that are bums and hogs that claim to be Christians. They're flirts, and they think that they're, you know, getting away with something, but you could have to face the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All of you out there, you have to face the Lord, so you have to clean up your act, because I have to believe, if you've read the Bible and you know what the Lord says about those things, and you're pretending to be a Christian, that's all it is an act. And the Lord sees through your act. He sees right through it. Okay, then what?
Although food and drink is not a message preached to the world, we preach salvation to the world. But to those in the ministry, he told us of this warning. Since everyone has taken heed, there has been very little sickness, even when sicknesses are going around in the area. I told him recently an article was saying that they have linked Alzheimer's to eating beef and dairy. He was amazed at this and said his dad is Italian and he consumes a lot of beef and dairy.
Right, see, like most of your health books, I mean, the people that really know health, there's a lot of young guys that have written books and they haven't been around enough. I've been in the health studio business off and on now for ever since I was 19 years old. And I've worked out for off and on for years. And I know that most of the things in health food stores are junk. There are some real good things in there, like your seeds, your sunflower seeds, your pumpkin seeds, your pine nuts. Just a little bit of them a day. That's where you get all your vitamins. And there's other things in there, too, that are very good. But it's limited. It's limited. Okay, trace minerals, you have to have those for sure. All right, and then what?
He said he was going to change his diet to show his works along with his and our prayers for his dad's healing. He wants to be a distributor. He requested Pastor Lama's literature, a Messiah book for each of his parents, and lots of Pastor Lama's audio messages so he can continually play them in the house so his parents will get saved and healed. He said this man, Tony Lama, is an amazing man.
I've had a lot of experience in the years that I've lived in and I've had a lot of experiences with the Lord, mainly that. Recently, I'm just so happy to know the Lord because he told me what I used to smoke. He touched me and took the cigarettes away. Nobody could have told me, you can't smoke, you can't do this, you can't do that. The Lord did. He just touched me on each shoulder. I could feel the Spirit. And he said, no, when I was ready to light up. And then just recently, he told me, if you eat one more candy bar, you'll die. And he told me that with cigarettes, if you smoke one more cigarette, you're going to die. And so that was a strong warning. Anybody that would die, that's some 42 years ago. And after Susie died, I wanted to die. So I went to Europe and to Israel. And so I started smoking these little cigars. And I hadn't had a warning yet from the Lord. And then when I went to Haifa, Israel, I bought one of their packs of cigarettes and I lit one up and the Lord came down upon me like he was going to destroy me right there. And I said, Father, if you're going to take my life, don't send my soul to hell. I crushed the pack of cigarettes, threw it in a container and threw the cigarette down in there and that was it. And then I thought, he says, I love these people. He's talking about the Israelites. And he didn't want me to smoke because he didn't want them to see somebody that they'd have to listen to eventually smoking because a lot of them would never have any respect for me. The Israelites have to listen to me because I'm preaching the Word of God. And you have to listen, too, if you want to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so the thing is that then I came back to the station. I thought he said that just because I was in Israel. Because he said, I love these people. So we had a house over in Oak Hill. It's a subdivision of Nashville. And I was lighting up there, and then I would spray my breath. And that's when the Lord told me, one more cigarette, and you're not going to die. And I just laid him down there, and that was it. And that goes back for just around 23 years ago. And I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes. And now just recently, any candy, cakes, pies, cookies, people say, well, how in the world can you not eat those things? I'd go crazy if I didn't have candy. Yeah, because you're so wanton. But you can do it. If the Lord tells you don't do it or you'll die, you will die if you do it. And so there must be a reason for it. It must be that the Lord wants me around for a while longer because he doesn't want me to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I have diabetes, and I guess it's like a silent killer. Now, I don't have any books to sell anything about this. I'm just telling you my experiences with the Lord. Okay? And I laid all that down, and I feel a lot better. I don't have the tingling toes that I had before. And there was like a heavy thing on my heart. It seemed like there was like something wrong going on in my chest. And ever since I gave that up, it's not there anymore. There's no more pain in there or nothing. And so there's no more dairy. I don't eat dairy. There's this fake butter. What do they call that?
Soy garden.
Soy butter. And it tastes real good. And I don't put sugar on my oatmeal. I put some of that soy garden on there. And it tastes wonderful. A little bit of salt. And it's nothing. The Bible says that the two witnesses will be in sackcloth in the last days. That means that they will be fasting. When you're walking in sackcloth, that means you're walking fasting. And that's what the Lord has me doing right now. He's taken at least 90% of grocery stores away from me. I walk into a big grocery store and I say, okay, what can I have today? Okay, there's vegetables and I can get a pair of gloves. Okay? And maybe a nice fork and spoon or something. But I'm happy and I'm healthier now than ever. And you talk about the weight peeling off. No cookies, candies, or pies and cakes and sweet things, sugar, Cokes, or any of these sugary drinks. I knew to do that years ago when I was working out in the gyms. I knew not to take all that stuff. But anyway, well, let's do another one. So I'm just telling you this, you know, you're going to feel a lot better. And it's true, Alzheimer's disease is, according to health experts, causes Alzheimer's disease. Okay, and many other things as well. Okay, go ahead.
The next one's from Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
A man named Arthur called from Miami, Florida. He said he read Dry Bones in the Miami Herald newspaper. He said, this is a true wake-up call. He said, Miami has needed a wake-up call more than any other city.
Yeah, well, that's debatable. I mean, I've lived in Miami. I had a couple of apartment houses there on the beach, and South Beach, and I had some houses about a block away, and houses and duplexes and little fourplexes, and the government took all of it because the government is actually the strong arm of the Antichrist. So you either have to listen to Christ or the Antichrist. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and so is that all with that particular one?
Yes.
All right, well, we better get into some of this message from Hitler. So this Vatican is, they're into satanic desires. Their ambitions are for things that they cannot have. The Bible states that they will rule the world, but not everybody's going to go for it. You can see that probably 65, even the media says only 65% of the percent of the American people do not believe in the Antichrist government of sending people, more boys over to Iraq. And so when they say 65%, it must be more like 80 or 90%, 80% maybe. But they can't have that. They can't have the world dominion because the Bible says that they can't. All they're doing is persecuting people that they figure they, what they do is blacken your name in the media. And then they go after you, and then it makes the people in the country feel good if they catch you and put you in prison, even if they know that they lied about you. And so it's, you know, what a wonderful world it would be if I controlled the world media, because I could just really mold people's brains also, you know, with the Bible.
Amen.
But they're just anti-Bible, anti-Christ, okay? So let's see what Hitler has to say, okay?
It is with this in view that in foreign policy also I have initiated a change in our attitude.
Right, so he pulled away from the UN and says, we have to have a change in our attitude. they've conned us into believing that we need all these other nations to defend us. But we, ever since we did that, everything has been taken away from us by them. Okay, then go ahead. So we have to have another attitude. Then what?
And have drawn closer to those who, like us, were compelled to stand up for their rights.
So they take all your rights away. They're taking away the Christians' rights here in the United States to go to Christians. They're raiding Christian churches. They're closing them down. They're arresting people for believing in the Bible, what the Bible says. And they say there's a separation between church and state. Now, they don't want us to get involved with the government, when actually the government of the Lord was always run by the people of the Lord. And the Lord tells us never to have any president or king over us that doesn't believe in the Bible the way it really is written. Okay, go ahead.
And when today I examine the results of this action of ours, then I am able to say, judge all of you for yourselves. Have we not gained enormously through acting on these principles?
Right. So he says, have we not gained it since we pulled away from the UN? Aren't we now a strong nation? Okay, they're going to have Russia and the United States, the world power, which is the only world power is the United States, to come after us. Okay, then what?
But precisely for this reason, we do not wish that we should ever forget what has made these successors of ours possible.
Yeah, what made it possible is that we got out of the UN. And that's the only way the people in the United States are going to be successful is to pull out of the UN. And the only way, Clinton's wife, oh, for God's sake, you know, she's not going to pull out of the UN. She's pro-UN. And so it's just getting worse and worse in the United States. And they make you believe that they're going to really do a lot for you. And they don't do anything. You get more and more of your privileges taken away. And it was the people within the United States, the Roman government in here, that blew up the World Trade Center, arranged it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got too much power. And, you know, there have been people with power like Mussolini and Hitler and people like that, but the masses are able to take care of that. Okay? It's supposed to be a people, a government of and by and for the people. Okay, go ahead.
When certain foreign newspapers write, but all that you could have gained by way of negotiation.
Yeah, keep going.
We know very well that Germany before our day did nothing but negotiate continuously. For 15 years, they only negotiated, and they lost everything for their pains.
Yeah, here we are negotiating, negotiating, negotiating. Israel's negotiating. You can't negotiate with the devil. What are you going to talk to some? It's like a whorish woman. You try to talk to her, and she just wants to be a whore. And you can't negotiate with somebody like that. These people have these satanic ambitions and desires. And that's what they want, and they're not going to listen to anything that you or I say. There's just some people that are destined to go to hell in the lake of fire. And these ambitions caused Dathan to lose everything that he had. And that's what happened with Germany, when they thought, well, if we join the United Nations, we're going to have everything because we're going to have the power of all these nations behind us. But when they pulled away is when they really had the power, and especially us, because we're the muscle of the UN. We don't need all these other countries, and we don't need to be over there bombing them and hurting their women and these little children and their mothers and their daddies. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be doing that, okay, because this country is cursed now for doing this. And this is a wake-up. This is a wake-up call for you. Get out of the UN. Demand it, all of you together. United we stand, and divided we fall. We're dividing ourselves up against 200 other nations. Then what?
I, too, am ready to negotiate, but I leave no one in any doubt that neither by way of negotiation nor by any other way will I allow the rights of Germany to be cut down. Never forget, German people, to what it is you owe your successes.
Right. I'm not going to let the UN come in here and tell us what we can do and what we can't do. Now, of course, the Vatican was the one that was whispering in Hitler's ear that it was the Jews internally that are people that were going to betray them and destroy Germany, and so he started killing them all. He was deceived, just like he... Okay, go ahead.
Never forget, German people, to what it is you owe your successes, to what movement, to what ideas, and to what principles.
Yeah, the principle is, let's stand for our country. The Bible says, drink water out of your own cistern. We don't need to trade with anybody. Amen?
Amen.
Let everybody, every government stand on its own 2 feet. If some of them really are desperate and need our help, yes, we could help them. But let's never join together because the Pope or Satan, through the Pope, wants us to go over and smash people and destroy them just so that Satan can be satisfied. Okay, then what?
And in the second place, always be cautious. Be ever on your guard.
Yeah, always. That's how he got all those Germans together, was he put the fear of the UN in them because they knew they were, so to speak, puking when they were under with the UN, and now they're not puking. They got food on the table, and everybody's prospering when Hitler took over and pulled out of the UN. They said, we're not giving our stuff away anymore. Let's stand on our own 2 feet. And we, the people of the United States of America, need to be patriotic and stand up for our country.
Amen.
And defend it. Okay?
Amen.
Now, we should be peaceful and be like porcupines. We're not going to hurt anybody unless you latch on to us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, look, you know that there's nothing good is happening right now. Well, I see that our time is up right now. And so it's time for people to not only have a good sense, common sense, of the things that what I'm talking about here and what Hitler said. Where Hitler went completely astray is he believed the Vatican that the Jews were everybody's enemy. And they're Jews are nice people. They like to eat and talk and stuff like that. But they're not warmongers. But they're like porcupines too. If you come against the Jews, they will come after you. And if they come after you, they will get you. Just like they did over there at the where all these athletes were killed. What do they call that?
Munich.
Huh? In Munich, yeah. And so, don't mess with the Jews. Because when you mess with the Jews, you're messing with God's chosen people. And we that are Christians are born-again, spirit-filled Israelites. We're Jews. We become Jews by accepting the world's greatest Jew. Now, those of you that don't know the world's greatest Jew, you don't know Jesus, you have to become a Jew in order to live with the world's greatest Jew in the kingdom of heaven. And that happens when his spirit enters into you. You become a new creature. The things that you did before, you'd hate to do anymore. And the things that you hated to do, like serving the Lord, you now love. Because you feel a kindred spirit, the spirit of God enters into you, and you have a peace and a tranquility. You don't have to live like a cornered rat anymore. Or be shifty-eyed, you can just rely that God is going to take care of you. So those of you that are not yet saved, say this to the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul, for entering my body, and giving me your power to withstand sin, to not ever sin again. You've given me that power, and you've made me a new creature. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell them 4 different ways that they can receive a copy of this program. an audio tape, or a CD, which this is program number 306.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Have you ever talked to the Lord before? Have you ever heard Him talk back to you? Have you? I mean, a lot of people have, and some of you never have. You need to start learning to talk to your Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, and here I am. I want to sing a song for you. It's called, How Long Has It Been Since You Prayed to the Lord? Do it now. Pray always and thank Him. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for sure, because we're going to continue this message. And God bless you. Praise the Lord. How long has it been?
You talk with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret. How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? And you called Him your friend. How long has it been since you knew
since you knew.